This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a woman remembers her mother through her answering machine messages. But first, a manned mission to Mars has slipped from the top of the president's priorities since he announced it in January. But the project is still number one to the Mars Society. The group built a simulated Martian living capsule in the Utah desert, and volunteers are spending 2 week stints there to prepare for a future mission. Slate is running a series of dispatches from writer Steve Featherstone, who recently lived at the Mars Desert Research Station. I spoke with him earlier and asked him to describe the Mars capsule.
It looks like a lunar lander, like a big white oversized propane tank with red landing struts and the little round porthole windows like you'd see on a submarine.
And you just live in there? What do you do all day?
Well, what we did all day was a little different than, well, a lot different than what other crews have been doing. And we just sat around a lot because our generator kept breaking down. And in simulation terms, we were dead from day one. In fact, a couple of the folks on the crew have dreamed about being astronauts since they were children, and I think it came more as a blow to them than it did to me. I was quite happy with the fact that we did not go into simulation or what we called sim mode.
What would that have entailed, actually?
It meant that you treated every activity as if you were on Mars. So if you wanted to go outside to take some of the air, you had to wear a spacesuit and a helmet and an oxygen pack and boots and gloves, and you had to go out with somebody else because it's very dangerous.
It is, yes, it is very
dangerous. On Mars, it's dangerous.
Right.
In Utah, it's fine. And, go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, this all sounds really ridiculous, but these people are taking it seriously.
I know. There's one fella, and I'll mention him by name because he's a real, real go-getter. His name's Gregorio. He was from Venezuela. One time, I put on my reporter's hat, and I wanted to take some photos of our first EVA, which is astronaut language for extravehicular activity. And I followed them out without a spacesuit on, of course, because you can't take pictures with a spacesuit on. And Gregorio literally had a heart attack. He ran down the stairs, followed me outside, yelling, "You cannot do that! You cannot do that! Wow. It is not pressurized!"
Now, you actually did take on a very dangerous EVA, one that posed great jeopardy to all of you by actually heading out and purchasing some un-Martian sustenance.
I was sending email back and forth to my wife, and my wife had been talking to my mom. And like any worried mother, worried about my safety, my well-being, she baked a bunch of cookies, and she FedExed them to a local motel. We had an EVA to the motel to go pick up these cookies, which Gregorio dubbed the cookie supply module. And we picked that up. And then on the way back, we thought, hey, let's stop by the market and get some milk.
Well, aside from the cookie runs and the EVAs, do you think that this space station, this Mars Desert Research Station, actually is doing anything seriously valuable in terms of a future mission to Mars?
Yeah, I think they are. There's the Mars Society is it's an advocacy group. Their job, their sole purpose, is to promote a manned mission to Mars, and however they do that is fine with them. As for the scientific side of it, a lot of scientists from NASA and the European Space Agency, engineers, are members of the Mars Society. And the crew after ours, Crew 29, was a NASA crew. You could tell because they had their own porta toilets brought out, so they had a bigger budget than we did. And they were out there testing a telemetry system that would probably someday link astronauts, their rovers, and mission control in a real-time network.
Well, Steve Featherstone, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And you can find Steve Featherstone's Journal of Life in the Mars Desert Research Station, including lots of pictures, also including that famed mission to the Johnson's General Store, at slate.com. Thanks.
You're welcome.